This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We are back to hour two of Radio Law Talk. It is blowing by. It's 855-LAW-RADIO. If you want to call in, 855-529-7234. It is the 15th of April. I'm here with Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. Denise has got the day off. We are really just deep in discussing the Lori Vallow trial that is going on right now in Idaho. Those of you who are just joining us for hour two, which is not what you want to do. If they're just starting with hour two, you want to make sure you tell your radio station, we want hour one also. But hour one, you can go back to our website at RadioLawTalk.com. Not only can you listen or read our very important, what are those called?
A synopsis or case notes?
No.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
Oh, that's critical. I forgot about
disclaimer
that.
Disclaimer word.
All right.
But you can also look at the podcast. We podcast these shows. So go back and listen to hour one, and then that way you can understand what we're doing when we're talking about Lori Vallow's trial coming up with her former, quotes, friend, and they got married, and husband, Chad Daybill, and what's going on. We're going to finish up with that this hour, this next segment. It is very interesting, but we're not going to start all over and explain what we already explained. We're going to jump right into the trial and what bizarre things are being said and testified to and heard and seen at the trial in Idaho. And then we're going to jump into an Air Guardsman that just was arrested. We're going to discuss that. Elizabeth Holmes, oh my gosh, things aren't looking good for her. If you don't know what that's about, we'll review that briefly. Pittsburgh school is suing some social media companies. We'll tell you why. And then we've got a mom of a six-year-old is having some serious issues with some, the authorities, and we're going to tell you what's going on there. And then we're going to get into a hazing issue and a lawsuit in San Diego against a fraternity from a San Diego State student. We're going to talk about how that's interesting and going everywhere. Remember, go seek counsel. We're not giving you legal advice, and we're only talking about general topics of law. So, before we get going on this Chad Daybill thing and the Lori Vallow, we have a case or no case, Cal.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Jared Bonamini had just been promoted at work to sales manager of the walk-up rental agency, apartment agency in New York. So in his office, they held a toast. His rival, Edward Joachim, offered a toast in a classy way to honor the man who had beaten him out for the promotion. But Jared did the unthinkable. He picked up his glass and drank along with everyone else as part of the toast. This is not supposed to be done, as it is a sign of vanity, Joachim said. He was angered, so he walked up to Bonamini and slapped him in the face.
Wait, hey, stop. Yep. What?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Oh, that's. I just wanted to hear that again.
I'm just giving you an etiquette lesson along with this,
okay,
apparently.
Okay.
So Joachim walked up to Bonamini and slapped him in the face and said, "You are such a vain man. Shame on you." Bonamini was insulted and properly shown up by his rival. The more he thought about it, he wondered if he might have a lawsuit against the slapper. He said the man damaged his standing in the company and may have cost him any future promotions. Yes, he wondered if the slap after the faux pas might have led to a case or no case. And, Fred, I think you're first on this one. What do you think about
this? Let me make sure I'm clear with this. Okay, two rivals trying to get the job, let's say the manager's job.
Yep.
The one gets it.
Yep.
So they go and have a little party and they have a toast.
Yep.
Once they have the toast, the one that got the job drank his...
Picked up his glass and drank it as a part of the toast, which is...
I thought after you toast, you drink this stuff.
Well, that's a common thought. You're right about
now,
that.
Now, how? When was this? What year? What does it? You
this
know,
is last year. This is recent.
Oh my gosh! In the United States?
Yep, in New York City.
Wow! I know you said that.
And it actually made headlines in the daily news. Yeah.
He said he was slapped.
Yep. He said, "You're such a vain man. How dare you do that when I'm toasting your good fortune?" And so here we go. And that's how it went.
Okay, it's a case, and the slapper loses. That's a bizarre. I'm so bizarre. I can't even figure out. Well, or wait a minute. Or is this, yeah, it's got to be a case. Someone had to sue someone because otherwise it wouldn't be on the. It's a case, and the slapper. The slappy wins.
Okay, the guy who got hit in the face.
The guy that got hit in the face wins.
All right, Todd Tinum, what do you think in the matter of the slapper versus
going.
Slappy?
It's still going.
Case
still
or no going. Case? Yeah, what do you think?
Okay, what was the name of the guy that did the slapping?
His name was, let me find it here, my narrative. The slappy was Jared Bonomini, and it was Edward Joachim, J-O-A-C-H-I-M. I'm just guessing on the pronunciation.
Okay, and what was the name of the company, do we know?
It was called the Walk Up Rental Agency for walk-up apartments in New York.
Okay. So, under basic law, battery, right? Battery is a harmful, offensive touching. You can poke somebody. We remember first year of law school when they were talking about what constituted a battery. If it's with no consent, you could just poke somebody in the shoulder. It's technically a battery because it's a harmful or offensive touching if I found it harmful or offensive. And so from that standpoint, Bonomini, being the one who was slapped, would be the victim of a battery. Yeah. Who was it that you're saying is proposed to have wanted to know if his reputation was damaged?
The slappy said, "You've damaged my reputation in this company. Okay. Now you tried to make me look a fool in front of my peers. You can't do that."
So the thing is, he's got a cause of action for battery, regardless of what standing it has in the company, whether it makes him look like a fool. He was touched unlawfully by the other person, physically touched. Now, if he's takes issue with the person, say, with the slapper, saying, "Hey, yeah, you were, you breached etiquette, you're an idiot, you're vain, blah, blah, blah." Well, those are all, I don't know if that would rise.
Is that not a good excuse to go slap someone?
I don't know.
Okay, no, I'm just asking for a friend.
Sticks and stones and toasts, you know.
I like the for a friend thing.
So here's the thing. I think based upon all of that, I'm going to go with no case. Because this is just, it is too convoluted. I think this happened. I think this made news, but I don't think that there was a case that arose out of this.
Okay. We've got 2 minutes. It's your pleasure. I can give you the answer
just
now.
No. I don't want to.
But I don't mind teasing through the break. I think it's fine.
Let's just tease through the break.
Here's the core issue, Fred. Do any of us really know what proper etiquette is in a toast? I mean, I don't drink alcohol. I have no idea what proper etiquette is in a toast. Are you supposed to
pick
up?
But I see a lot of it, though, don't you, Cal?
Yeah.
I see it all the time, and they toast, and then everybody takes a drink.
Including the person who's being toasted. They'll pick up a glass and clink it. Well,
depends what country. Maybe
this guy says you don't do that.
And this is what I see as the issue. Regardless of what the appropriate etiquette is the penalty for a breach of that etiquette appropriately an assault or battery? My thought is, regardless of the etiquette, I don't think that's a proper response.
But it's New York.
That's true.
It's New York. That means they'll sue for everything.
Oh, they'll sue whether or not they win.
You said there's no case, right?
But I'm going no case.
And super competitive, of course. I mean, can you imagine in the walk-up real estate market in New York how competitive that job might be? So I think that stress can have effect.
I think this is a case. I could see them trying to sue. No, in New York, got 10 million lawyers there. Need something to do.
With nothing else to do.
I better sue. All right. We'll be back after this. We like New York. We like
the slap up case of the walk up or the walk up slap up. Anyway, that case is coming up. The answer next on Radio Law Talk after we take our first break of hour number two. And all we ask of you is that you stay right there because the show will continue after we break away. So hold on.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is no fun.
Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Gal, tell us who wins the case or no case about the New Yorker slap or the toast.
Okay, it's an interesting story to me, but I hope it is to you. So, let's see. Todd said no case, right? And Fred, you said,
there's a case. He brought a lawsuit.
Okay, so those of you who said no case, well, congratulations.
Oh, Todd nailed it.
But
3 points for you.
But our fictional Mr. Joachim was correct. Miss Manners says, if a loved one or coworker raises a glass in your honor, avoid the instinct of joining in on the toast. Since you're being feted, etiquette experts would perceive lifting your own glass as a vain gesture, kind of like giving yourself applause to your own performance. Instead, practice the role of a grateful recipient. Refrain from touching your glass and punctuate the toast with a thank you and a nod of the head.
So you're not supposed to be toasting with them.
Correct. Another common toast faux pas is clinking glasses to make good tidings official. Knocking drinks with a table full of people can require awkward stretching, causing spills or broken glassware. A more dignified solution, hold those glasses aloft and tilt them toward each other without making contact and say, that is case or no case.
Wow, we learned that Radio Law Talk etiquette.
There you go.
So the reason you don't clink is because of awkward stretching. So prior to any formal gathering, if you just do a nice round of calisthenics, some stretching, a little bit of yoga, then you can clink the glasses because your muscles will be warm. There will be no awkward stretching.
Of course, Americans aren't very good at it. If you're in Europe, they would probably do it proper. But America is, like, so rogue.
And don't offer a toast while playing Twister.
Yeah, avoid stretching out while on the table. This is another point of etiquette.
Tom's used to stretching out on the table.
Well, it depends on the kind of gathering. You know?
And in court, when you win.
Oh.
I mean, when you toast someone after you win a nice case, then you go out there and you have your diet soda, and you raise your glasses, and you say congratulations, and you tilt them toward each other, and you have a hefty draft of Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, and off you go.
Or water.
Or whatever you drink, and that is case or no case. Thanks, guys.
Next hour.
Oh, yeah, next hour. A horse trainer who got booted out of the biz.
Horses
on Radio Lata.
You know what I'm really getting from this?
What are you getting?
Is that in addition to other literature that might be next to Cal's commode, he also has a book on manners. The Miss Manners book is next to him. Oh, I'm not watching. I'm not reading anything. Car and Driver. What does Miss Manners have to say? Oh my gosh!
Here's one.
Do not read this book while on the toilet.
Do not commit the faux pas of not lighting a match. but do it. When does it require two matches? What does Miss Manners say?
You may use scented paper. When
this is going off the rails. Denise was here. She'd have to keep it on the rail. What is going on here?
Yeah. What are the prerequisites for a courtesy flush? Yes. Well, I'd better get that.
You guys are just jealous because you didn't know. That's all.
All right. We're back. We're back to Chad Daybill and Lori Vallow. So the trial's going on of Lori Vallow, and we're jumping into the trial. So we're going to talk about some really quick issues of hearsay when we get into this, and Todd's going to stop me as I go. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to comment. So here's the interesting thing that's going on. She's in trial. She's sitting there, and they're starting to call witnesses. So a couple of the witnesses, first of all, is her best friend that hears all these bizarre stories of what Lori is telling her. She's coming on the stand, but they play a tape of Chad Daybill giving a blessing to Lori's brother. And it's on tape, and they record it. This guy thinks he's a prophet or a soothsayer, a shaman, whatever the guys that give these blessings, right? And this is what it says. What does it say? It says a few interesting things. It's 15 minutes long. Go ahead.
Now remember, this is the brother who, killed, allegedly in self-defense, the husband of Lori, her husband back in the summer of 21, and has done a lot of things. And this blessing says...
Seen on carrying the bags.
That's right. Seen carrying the bags. But this blessing, among other things, this is Daybill speaking to Cox, and the blessing says, Lori, your sister, is a goddess who needs protection, and you need to be protected in this life, and you will have missions going forth to Cox in this life, and a lot of things about life after death, and all of this stuff, as if it's prophetic, almost fortune-telling, future-predicting things related to Anthony Cox.
Well, here's what else he said.
Yes.
You have, quote, already assisted us in ways that can never be repaid. this does not sound like a blessing to me. Guys, this is not godlike. This is not, even, I don't care what religion you are, you know, but you will continue to do so as you move forward in this life. And he goes on, quote, this is Mr. Cox, Mr. Daybell's given this blessing. And we're going to say, why is this coming in against Lori Vallow? We're going to talk about that in a second. You had to go to great depths, he says, in this blessing, supposed blessing, which in my opinion is not a blessing, to achieve tremendous heights. And the fruits of those trails are beginning to be demonstrated. By the way, you'll be dead pretty soon. Don't worry about it. Now you will begin your terrestrial phase of existence. You will be, terrestrial means earthly. You will be powerful servant. You will travel all over the world through portals. Portals, okay. And you will begin to gather souls to come unto Christ. This is bizarre stuff.
Yes.
And I am pro-religion, just so you know, and religious rights. But this is just bizarre. And it talks about Cox as a prophet, saying that he's, you know, as a prophet, who's looked upon as an angel upon earth.
Well, so, angel of death. Yeah. Oh, no.
So the one thing I want people to consider as we go into break is this is a tape recording of Chad Daybell talking essentially to Cox. How is it that this is coming in over a hearsay objection against Lori Vallow? And I'll explain that when we come back.
We'll come back.
Fascinating. That's Radio Law Talk. More on that case and other great cases next on Radio Law Talk. If you're listening on the radio, thank you. Or if you're listening on RadioLawTalk.com, that too is a great choice. And the show will continue very shortly. Don't go away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. That's 800-254-1639.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Okay. Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Up inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the quick quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
USA News Update. Lower court rulings that would have banned the sale of a popular abortion drug have been blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court. Justice Samuel Alito said his hold on those rulings would last until midnight Wednesday. The Supreme Court is expected to study the case and decide what to do next this week. Congressman Jim Himes says the discovery of leaked classified Pentagon documents shows us we need to take a closer look at how classified material is handled.
This is a moment for what the military calls a stand down. Let's figure out how we're getting this wrong so often and how do we make it better.
21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira was arrested in connection with the leak. He will remain in jail until his next court hearing. Pretty soon, that's when President Biden told reporters in Ireland he will officially announce his plans to run for re-election in 2024. For months, Biden has said he's going to run, but he has yet to make a formal announcement. John Schaefer, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You are a loser.
How did that happen?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Boy, we're trying to get through this really quick, but there's so much going on. We're gonna get through it quicker so we can move on with other cases. But Melanie Gibb now gets on the stand. Melanie Gibb is Lori Vallow's former really close friend, and the one that basically said Lori's turned wackadoo and is coming and talking about doomsday and Jesus coming and the date and et cetera, et cetera. And she gets on the phone, that's Melanie Gibb, with Lori Vallow. And there's a number of things they're saying. Now Melanie Gibb is up on the stand testifying now this week. And she basically wants to know, where's your son? Where's JJ? Where's your daughter? And Lori Vallow says her son, JJ, is safe and happy. She says, okay, then where is he? And she said, I could tell you where JJ's whereabouts are, but that you would, it would not be good for JJ if she said that. And she's, and just this bizarre stuff that she's saying over the phone with her, this is to her best friend, Melanie Gibb, who's now testifying. And she gets upset. That is, Miss Gibb goes, you tried to tell the cops that I had JJ. You said I had the kids. And they came to me. And I said, no, I've never had, I don't have the kids. And why did you do that? If you loved me and cared about me, you wouldn't have tried to say I had the kids. And she basically said, well, I'm trying to protect JJ, my son, from the, basically, my evil mother, or the evil grandmother, right? And I'm not quite sure which grandma is that the parents of the dead husband? I think it is.
It could be.
I think it is. So, and basically, Vallow says you're working with the grandma. That turns to her friend and telling her, Melanie Gibb, you're working with the grandma in a dark capacity. And then they start talking scriptures back and forth. And it's interesting, the scriptures they're quoting back and forth is basically Ms. Gibbs says what? You said that she said the things evil doesn't come from God. It comes from Satan.
Yeah, and saying so Ms. Gibbs is telling Lori Vallow, you're fearing the things of man more than you're fearing the things of God, and quoting scriptures to that effect. And Lori Vallow is refuting that, saying, no, I'm not. They're having a scriptural throwdown at this conversation that again, Melanie Gibb is on the stand testifying to things that Lori Vallow had told her.
Right, including that people are zombies and JJ was becoming a zombie, right? Because he had said, I love Satan. And so Lori apparently allegedly is believe there's zombies out there and worried about her kids becoming zombies. And this is the testimony of the friend when they met or when they talked.
Yeah, and the reference to zombie is in this a belief in the Daybell Vallow belief system that an evil spirit has inhabited the body of somebody, and so it's essentially a zombie. The spirit that they knew that was JJ is gone. It's an evil spirit now there, and so that's not really JJ, and that's what they refer to as a zombie in their parlance. And so that's what she's referring to. Now, when we went to the break, we were talking about statements that Chad Daybell had made in this blessing to Anthony Cox and how that came in despite the hearsay rule. And I think it's applicable here because we're also talking about statements that Gibb is making about Lori Vallow. And how is that not hearsay? And how is it that that is able to come in terms of evidence? And here's why. Now, hearsay is an evidence of an out-of-court statement. So something that was said not in court that is now being portrayed before a jury, and you want the jury to believe that thing that was said. An easy example. If Fred told a police officer that the light was red, and I want the jury to believe the light was red, and I'm asking the police officer, well, what did Fred say the light was? And Fred's not a party. He was just a witness. That would be hearsay. Look, if you want to introduce that to the jury, call Fred to come in and say the light's red. Right? Now, here's one exception. Let's say Fred is the defendant in that case. Well, now, that's an exception to the hearsay rule because Fred is a party opponent. And if I'm asking that question, well, what did the guy sitting over there say? The party opponent. He said it was red. Now it comes in.
Right.
Right? So that's an exception. That's why all of the statements that Lori Vallow had made to Melanie Gibb are coming in, because it's the state versus Lori Vallow.
Why is the, quote, fake blessing or weird blessing coming in that talks about Lori and Chad?
Now, remember, hearsay is only hearsay if I want the jury to believe the substance of what was said. Let's take a look at this blessing. In the blessing, Daybell is telling Cox that Vallow is a goddess that needs to be protected. Do you really think the prosecution wants the jury to believe that Vallow is a goddess that needs to be protected? No. They're not asking the jury to believe the substance of the blessing. What they're asking the jury to believe is, well, that whole entire thing is some pretty whacked out stuff. They're not asking the jury to believe the substance of anything. With one exception, though, Fred.
Right.
You read some things, and this is where I think
I'm going to repeat it.
You've heard me say before, prosecutors need to be careful of what they ask for. And what was it?
You quote, this is Chad talking in the blessing to the brother of Ms. Vallow, quote, you have already assisted us in ways that can never be repaid.
Wow. Now look, Vallow is being charged with conspiracy to murder and conspiracy to commit murder. Conspiracy is an agreement among two or more people. And if in this blessing he is saying to Cox, you have already assisted us. Now that is something that goes to the heart of the case that they would actually want the jury to believe. And this is the kind of stuff that goes into the issues on appeal. Now, I didn't hear an objection. I didn't hear anybody at the trial level in front of the jury say, objection, hearsay. But what I don't know is whether or not the admissibility of this was brought up pre-trial, right, and a judge made a ruling. I mean, I can see the defense saying, look, it can come in, but you can't have that statement because it's inadmissible hearsay. And if the court ruled against it, they've preserved the issue because they issued the objection, and now it's an issue for appeal.
Forgive my asking, but is the fact that this is recorded and is on some record somewhere that they can establish it was actually said by that individual, is that a factor in determining hearsay?
Not really. Okay. I mean, not necessarily. It can be. For example, just hypothetically, if I just saw an accident and I pick up the phone, call 911, and I'm under the excitement of that, I just saw a car run a red light and hit this. Well, the fact that it was recorded and the excitement, it's called an excited utterance, can be an exception to the hearsay rule.
Okay.
So it is demonstrates the circumstances under which I said something. I didn't have time to reflect and get my story together and all of that. But the reason why hearsay is generally frowned upon is because when you bring it in and the witness isn't there, you're denying the other side the opportunity to cross-examine them. And so the fact that it was recorded, well, that's reliable as to what the words actually were said, but still nobody can cross-examine the other side on an issue that you want the jury to believe. Most of the blessing was not something they wanted the jury to believe.
Right.
So it's not hearsay.
Well, what's going to happen now is everybody's following this. They're going to follow along and watch it. I believe it's on the court TV or one of the court TVs. I don't remember. Is it? I can't remember.
I'm
not watching it, but we'll double check. But you can double check to see if it's on that court TV that we watch, but we didn't watch that one. And we're going to find out what's going on next week. Join us next week about this trial, because we're gonna be following this trial now. We're gonna get out of this trial because there's only so much you can just you know beat it, right?
But it is train wreck TV. You can't turn your head away.
Oh my gosh, this is slowing down on the freeway, looking at the accident on the side of the road.
Yeah,
this is clearly.
I mean, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing was a trial about whether or not somebody pooped in a bed and who said what about this. And look, it really attracted a lot of attention because of the celebrity of the people involved. This is something that attracts attention because of the subject matter of what's involved. It is just some whacked out stuff.
Crazy. Well, we're going to come back and talk about Elizabeth Holmes, what's going on with her. She's got a baby, and has she had her second child already? I know she was pregnant. I think she already had a second child. And now we're going to talk about what's happened to her, what's going to happen to her this month. We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here with Fred Penny and Todd Kunin. If you stay right there, we promise Radio Law Talk will be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick
Penny. So January 2022, Elizabeth Holmes, the founder of Theranos, that's the blood, you know, testing company, was found guilty of wire fraud. Three counts of wire fraud and one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, was given a sentence of 11 years in prison and 3 years supervised release. So she's brought up these appeals. The weird thing that's happened is the main guy that testified against her came to her house and knocked on the door with her then fiancé that she has two children with?
Two children. The second of the two was born in February of this year.
Okay, so she's got two children, and she has been noted down that she has to appear in court in at jail to go to prison starting this month, April.
Yes.
And they're trying to get a motion before the court to make it so she could stay out on her own recognizance until the appeals are done. And they're saying the court said no, and this is why the court said no. First of all, the court did say things you look at, flight risk. They said you're not a flight risk. They look at whether or not she's threatening to the community. She's not a threat to the community. But they basically said the reason those aren't the issues that they're appealing have nothing to do with nothing to do with whether technology worked, because they're arguing the technology worked. I didn't defraud anyone. That's one of the arguments, and they're saying, well, you're basically going to jail because you had misrepresentations. And so that has nothing to do with whether or not it worked or not, even though, by the way, the weird thing is the guy showing up and crying and saying, this is the fiance saying the guy said, look, I didn't, the prosecutors put the words in my mouth, basically, is what the fiance saying that he said at their doorstep.
Yeah, and you know, what the inquiry that they did on that, so that's what he tells the fiance, but then when the court does an inquiry on a motion for new trial, the guy goes and says, look, I never said that I didn't stand by what I said. I stand by my testimony. I just think that the prosecution twisted what I said when they made their arguments to the, when they presented closing. Their evidence, when they made their arguments at closing. Well, here's the thing. That's not his call. If the prosecution twisted what he said and misrepresented what he said to the jury, well, Holmes's attorneys need to object to that and say, that ain't what he said. That didn't happen. And so the court, we'll see if the court made the right call. Because I know that we're divided on whether or not the court made the right call, but that's an issue for appeal.
Right. And the thing is, basically, she's going to prison.
She is.
She's going to show up and get her little prison garb and her two little kids. It's sad. The two little kids are going to be without their mommy for... And this is the thing that's interesting. What people don't realize... And Todd brought this up, and I didn't even know this as a lawyer. There's a difference between state law and federal law when it comes to sentence, not just the sentencing, but how long you serve. Now, state law of California, it's better if it was California state law that she was convicted under.
That's right.
But if she was convicted under federal law, and why is it worse to be convicted under federal than state of California?
So in the state of California, assuming you're not convicted of a serious or violent felony, ones that we commonly refer to as strikes, by statute, you only do half the time. You get 50% credit. So if you're sentenced to 10 years, you're out in 5. But in federal law, if you're convicted of a federal crime and go to a federal institution to serve your time, and you get convicted, say, 10 years, you're doing 8.5. You do 85% of your time. And so she was convicted, what was it, 11, 12 years?
11 years.
So 11 years, she's going to be in there for 9.5 years. So the kid that she just had in February of this year, That child's going to be almost 10 years old.
And the other one will be almost 12.
And you know, look, so, and I don't want to say this again. There are some people that say, well, she tried to manipulate the play on the heartstrings of the judge by having two kids while this case was pending. I get people looking at that. She's 38 years old. And there's another way to look at this, which is if she ever wanted to have children, knowing that she's looking at a term of incarceration of 10 years, if she waited until after she got out to have kids, now you're looking at having kids when you're 48 to 50 years old, and that makes the pregnancy that much harder. I think she looked at this and said, you know, I want to be a mom. And if I want to be a mom, I better have kids right now, even if I have to go into custody. Otherwise, that opportunity is gone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right, and that's the real reason. All right, we've got. Let's talk about what's going on with this Air National Guard. This is bizarre. The first thing I ask myself is this: everybody, if you've been hiding under a rock. There's an Air Guardsman out of Massachusetts that was arrested. There were some leaks from the Pentagon about the Ukraine-Russia war and some other issues. One about the balloons. There's more than just a few balloons floating across the United States that China is spying on us. But a lot of information came out in these quote, classified documents that kind of went through and... Todd will understand this more than I do, went through this, these gamers have these like clubs that they're part of. So, and it went through this gamers club and then got bigger and bigger and then until it went out and disseminated this these classified documents.
So I'll just really a quick thumbnail. You know when you're on a Zoom call And you can click that function where you can chat with those while you're doing the Zoom call, and you can bring up a chat and chat with them. Well, people that play
on the side.
On the side. People that play video games, they will chat with each other in the game. They'll also chat via stuff they type, similar to what you'd have on Zoom, and they use a service called Discord. And Discord is this, it's huge. My kid uses that when he is with all of his gaming friends. And that played heavily in this issue.
So my first question I asked myself, and I see I wrote it down here in my notes. How the heck did this guy get access to it? The guy they arrested is a 21-year-old kid. To me, it's a kid. Jack Teixeira. Now, I said, how does he, and he is an ROT, he's not even like a full-time person that works. He's a ROTC.
He's Air National Guard.
Air National Guard. Yeah.
See, we are in 2023. So he's 21 years old right now. He's been with the Air National Guard since 2019.
Years.
He was 17. I mean, this is very junior stuff. How does an airman in the Air National Guard even have access?
He's not in the Marines. He's an Air National Guard.
Yeah.
You know. And how does he have access? Apparently, he is a member of the 102nd Intelligence Wing. But still, this is the National Guard. This is not the Pentagon. This is not, you know, a general, a major, a corporal. Go ahead, Cal.
In all fairness, it is not unusual in the military for 21-year-olds to lead squads out into the field with guns and give them orders.
I get that.
So that obviously a lot of guys have authority beyond their immediate ability to exercise.
But Cal, what you're missing on this issue is he didn't have that. He was a low on the totem pole guy, even at 21.
Great question.
That's the issue.
It is the question.
Yeah, how do you get those deep classified? I'm sure you're going to see some classified stuff, but not the depth that he had. And that's why I want to know. He was an airman first class is what he was.
How do you think it was okay to just put that out there?
That's not the issue. An airman first class, not in the Army, Navy, you know, Marines. And I'm not ripping on the National Guard, but they don't have the level that the Pentagon people would have. How did he get that?
Great question.
I don't know. But anyway, it goes out to pretty much the world, right?
Yeah. He. What he did was he posted it to his little group, and it was circulated among the group for a little bit because he had to prove that he had this stuff. Nobody believed him. And then somebody in the group published it on a wider scale, and then it comes out, and it's like, how in the heck did troop movements and funding and all this stuff come out? And now the guy's under arrest.
I bet you $5 he did. I'll be honest with you, I think he just did it as fun. Say, hey, guys, look what I got.
Yeah.
I don't think he meant to be a spy. I just think it was just a kid move, a 21-year-old kid move.
And now he's got people accusing him of treason.
When he saw the real guns and the guys closing in, I bet he realized he might be in over his head.
Yeah. We'll be back after this.
Radio Law Talk continues next hour, 6 minutes after. Stay tuned. There's lots coming up, and you won't want to miss not even 1 minute of it. So stay tuned as the show continues.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.